Hi there. So you're really rather done. God. Yeah, been there. Not just once. God, life is shit. Sometimes it really fucking is. When your heart's involved, it's 10 times worse. When you just want to fucking hold somebody. Just want anybody really to just look at you and smile or something nice. You know, it's fucking, it's heartbreaking. And you think about it more and more, and you sit and think about it more and more, and you begin to feel it lapping around your feet. And you don't want to move from where you're sitting, because it's almost up around your knees, and your legs are numb, and they don't want to move. And it's cold, and it's up to your waist. You don't even want to get up to go to the toilet, to get a drink or anything. You can't fucking move. The cold is around to your chest, and your arms don't want to even wipe your tears away. Oh yeah, it's human to feel like this. It's so fucking human. It just shows you're a person. You've got a heart, and you feel things. You do. You're supposed to. Don't wallow in it anymore. Don't run away from it or try to think that there's an escape from it, because there fucking isn't. And even if you hurt yourself, you just leave behind a great big gaping hole, and so many people feel bad because of you. And you know what feeling bad is like. Do you really want that to be somebody else's weight on their shoulder too? Because pain aches. This fucking shitty day. The months of it sometimes. God, loads of us go through it. I mean, you're not alone. Don't ever think you're alone. It's part of being human to feel, and the price for some of the highs is the incredible low. The incredible lows are just shit, crap. But fuck it. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm feeling it, you're feeling it. Some days it is too much, it feels too much. But you've got to look and see. You've got to look what's really happening. You've got to stand back from yourself. You've got to stand back just for a minute and look at yourself and look and realise it's been a couple of days, maybe longer, since you bothered to have a shower, or since you bothered to even comb your hair. God, you can't carry on like that. You can't let it beat you. There's a fire in all of us somewhere. Fucking take some digging some days. But there is this fire. It's there. It's the one that warms the cockles of your heart. It's when somebody's child runs past and just grins at you for no reason, sticks their tongue out and runs off. It's that same warmth when a really cheeky little puppy just toddles over and trips up on your foot, dribbles on your toe, and you think, for God's sake. But you have to laugh because it's a puppy. Because there's a kitten. And there's all those fucking adorable things that fucking piss you off when they keep coming on Facebook and the internet and, oh, not another one. But, you know, it's because they warm people's hearts up that people want to share. They want to share that. There are people everywhere that want to share that kind of stuff. They want to share their silly ice bucket challenges. They want to share their stories. They want to share their noises, their love. When you're on Pillow Talk, you know what kind of love people can show. And they know it's going to comfort a complete stranger like you. You look at all the audios, all the lovely stuff people share on there. God, I mean, they're so generous with their time and generous with their voices. And if you've been like me, God, go on wild and listen to some of the people on there, and they are wild. They are so wild. It is amazing. And if you want to feel just a little bit better, then, I mean, masturbation for a while, an hour or so, just making yourself feel good. You deserve it. You deserve it. I know you don't necessarily feel that sexual sometimes, but sometimes you've got to show yourself some love. Okay, you don't have to sit there wanking and rubbing one out, as they say, and all those other phrases. So, but you've got to show yourself some love, and you don't sound like you've got much love for yourself at the moment. So this is what you've got to do. Get up out the fucking chair, get up. Go and have a wash. Just let the clothes fall in a pile for now. You can sort them out later if you're feeling really crap. Just get under the shower. Just stand there. Just fucking stand there and let the hot water run down your body. You don't have to rub and wash and get all tired and just stand under there and breathe in the moist air. Breathe in the freshness again of your body. Feel your skin tingle. Stretch your neck. Rock your shoulders. Let it feel like somebody's massaging them for you. I'd do it if I was there. I'd rub your arms and rub your body, trying to push those stupid aches, those stupid thoughts out of your head, but they're always going to be there. But you're just going to find ways to cope with it, because that's all any of us do, is stumble around, stubbing our toe, wincing, crying from the pain. And then we try and we find a way to cope. So you have your nice shower. You feel your own body. You feel yourself get fresher. You feel yourself breathe in and out. God, even if you were 90, there is still so much life to be experienced. There's so much stuff out there. There's so many people, so many things to see, so many smells to smell, so many tastes to taste, so many licks, so many touches, so many wonderful experiences. People's smiles, loved ones enjoying themselves and sharing it with you, watching somebody else laugh their fucking ass off. Now just let me tell you, you're going to dry yourself and you're going to go to bed. I know you've got loads of work to do, but this is the plan. You go to bed, you clench your fists, and then you feel the way it feels as they relax. You feel the way the muscle relaxes. Your legs clench the thighs, clench your bum, clench all the muscles, and relax, and relax, and feel the tension coming out. And you just keep doing that. Just keep gently feeling your own body relax. You are you. You can't change what other people think of you. You can't change how people treat you sometimes. They just walk all over you, but you can change how you cope and how you want to be. You can do it. I believe in you. Loads of people do. You've asked for help. Already, Mad with Lust answered you. And I noticed there was another guy, somebody else anyway, who deleted. Anyway, you asked for fucking help and you're getting it. So, just remember to tell yourself, I'm me. I'm worthwhile. And I'm fucking not gonna give up. Not for the next 5 minutes. The next 5 minutes, I'm relaxing. I'm in bed. And in the morning, things will look a bit better. And then, when you wake up, you'd make another 5 minute plan. Don't bother to try to think of further ahead. You're just going to create a great big Mount Everest of stuff. 5 minute plans. Okay. 5 minutes. I'm going to put a sock on. I can do a sock. I can do a single sock, yeah. Come on, I can do a sock. I can put another sock on. Another 5 minute plan. I'm going to get out of the bed. Or I'm going to put my pants on. You know the stuff. The stuff you need to do. And you just make a 5 minute plan. Not a flan, a plan. A plan even. Anyway. Let me tell you a little joke. So, There's this guy, and he's cheering up, and somebody cheers him up. Somebody just takes the time to caress him and tell him he's okay. You don't have to go around with a smile on your face every 5 fucking minutes. You're allowed to be human and feel loss and mourn when somebody treats you like shit. You're allowed to feel bad, but that doesn't have to be all you are. Doesn't have to be everything you are. And if you try and feel positive about somebody else, about helping them, it does help yourself. I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing now. Some days I feel sexy as fuck. Some days I look around and see how lonely I am. But you have to find a way to cope, and I suppose my way of coping has been to make audios and stuff. Some of them have such fun, I'm telling you. There is fun to be had if you let yourself do something that pleases you. Sometimes you just have to fucking please yourself. You just have to look after yourself. Nobody else can ever do that. At the end of the day, it's only you. At the end of the day, you are in charge of you. You're doing all right so far. Come on. You're doing all right. And now you can do your 5-minute plans. And now you can smile. Tiny little bit. I mean, I'm sure there's tiny, 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 weeny little smile right, just right in the very corner there, right on that little tiny tip of your corner of your mouth is just this tiny smile. Tiny one. Go on, smile a little bit. Teeny bit. Yeah. Imagining that woman massaging your shoulders in the shower. I mean, come on. It's going to make you smile a little bit. And have a big cuddle. Now you're in bed. Cuddle yourself. Cuddle a pillow. Cuddle your favourite film star. You know, just, whoa. Picture them there. Your imagination is the ability that humans have over anything else. As far as I know, there's not many animals that have imaginations. Just us. And, God, we can imagine some shit. Some fantastic stuff. I mean, why do you think people hallucinate when they're on drugs? It's because the brain's finally allowed to do what imagination. I'm pretty sure that's why. Not a doctor. Oh yeah, I didn't get around to telling you the joke, did I? Right. So I don't know if you have these cereals in America, but, well, you'll still get the joke. So my two sons came downstairs. They've been upstairs deciding that they thought it was about time they could start swearing. So when they sat at the breakfast table, my eldest son says to me, "Mum, give me some fucking Rice Krispies. I smacked him round the head for swearing and sent him back to his room. My littlest son looked at me. I knew what they'd been plotting. They think I'm deaf. So I looked at him. So, have you got any swear words you want to try out this morning? He shook his head and kept quiet. So I said, what do you want for breakfast then? I don't know, he said. But it won't be fucking Rice Krispies. Well, I thought it was funny. My two sons have been a source of many happy times. I miss them. Miss them a lot. And that's going to happen. People are going to come in and out of your life all the time. Some make it happy, some make it worse, some make it happy and then worse, or some make it worse and then happy. But the only person that's always, always going to be in your life is you. So you've got to cope. You've got to cope. And if it means asking for help, then you're doing the right thing. Because no man is an island, neither is a woman. And you can do it, okay? You can do it. 5 minute plans. Oh, have a big, big hug. Ow. Squeeze a bit too hard then, hurt myself. Big kiss. Now, get on with it. Get on with it, mate.